The SADC meeting is essentially going to try and get whatever differences there exist within the government to be played down, and for both sides, the MDC and the ZANU-PF, to agree to continue their work together, at least through the new constitution, and then they may be able to split ahead of the vote and then compete against each other next year. President Zuma and SADC are essentially going to have to keep the coalition together.
Moving on to Madagascar, SADC suspended Madagascar in 2009. The former president Ravalomanana remains in exile in South Africa. He's refused to sign a SADC-backed roadmap to new elections that would keep Rajoelina in power as transitional president. So where do you see discussions going on Madagascar?
The situation is stalled at the moment because, frankly, SADC initially took a very hardline position against Rajoelina. And it seems that they've come to a pragmatic position that, look, Andre Rajoelina is in power, and so you have to just get Ravalomanana to go ahead with the plan so that they can have an election. And Ravalomanana doesn't seem to want that. So it seems that unless he signs that agreement, you basically have the status quo prevailing. At some point, he might decide to leave the country and try and land in Madagascar, which would lead to a lot of violence. But I think eventually he probably will be forced to sign the agreement.
To Swaziland now, and we've seen protests there and also a massive bailout loan from South Africa.
The arrangement between President Zuma and King Maswati was a bilateral agreement between Swaziland and South Africa. As you well know, the Swazi basically have pegged their currency to South Africa and use the South African Central Bank for the operations. And President Zuma believes that had he not given the loan, he would have had a crisis on his hands, on his border. It raises the issue of economic integration within SADC. Clearly, unlike the European Union, SADC has accelerated its political integration but hasn't done much in terms of its economic integration beyond trade, in terms of its currency and all that. So this might raise the issue of probably deepening economic integration within SADC.